as leaders, we need to start focusing on why associates stay, not while they leave. And I'm in love.
Welcome to the Easemakers podcast, presented by Nines, for people who are passionate about the art of private service. Every estate manager has a story, and this is where you get to hear them. On this show, you'll learn from the best in the business, get tips and inspiration to fuel your career, and connect with people who get it. Subscribe now and join the conversation at easemakers.com. I'm Kristen Twyford, and today, Mohammed Elsmore and I are talking about the importance of training line-level private service staff with DEPN consulting founder Dwight Nero. Before launching his own firm in the private service industry, Dwight started out in the Army, then moved into hospitality.
I joined the cruise lines. I had an opportunity to travel, a lot of travel. Europe, across the Dateline, all of the Caribbean, you're able to connect with people from all around the world and to serve. After doing the cruise lines, I said, you know what, I might as well get my feet wet. So I ended up on land and started in LA, and I started doing, got into hotel management because that's what I studied. And then I branched over into from being a guest services manager to a general manager of hotel, and one of my proudest moments was I was the GM of a Ritz-Carlton, and that kind of took off, and then the St. Regis stuff, and then my company then, Bright Management, my mentor, his name is Victor Dollar, he said to me, so listen, you know, I could go for a nice ride with us, I could get you into the role of an operations manager. I went into a regional role, and before you knew it, I had 22 hotels. And with 22 hotels, I was tasked with managing general managers for a lot of large boxes in the hotel sector. So I had a couple of Renaissance and Crown Plaza from 200 room properties, mid-scale to 1,000 room property. And I said to myself, wow, well, that was a lot of traveling going back and forth. And then we had a little bit of a change in the dynamics in the management company where one half said, hey, we'd like to have this half, the West Coast management, the East Coast. And I said, okay, great. So then I had an opportunity to branch over on the property management side, which is community association management side. And then ended up on Fish Island managing a property white glove service. That's when I really got into the private service arena. And then these buildings, they're so unique because it's the most expensive zip code in the United States. You have to go back and forth by ferry. And when you're pleasing multiple principals in a building under a CAM license, you know, it becomes kind of unique. And all the different types of personalities. So that was fantastic. And then I got branched off into the estate management world and multiple. And then I said to myself, you know, when do we start getting into being an entrepreneur on that side? That's how DEPN Hospitality Consulting came about. We were doing task force on the hotel side at first, just before 2019 when we had COVID-19. And so I decided to stay on the private service side. Got into training and development, hands-on, and then we moved to online training in Florida, and then we said, you know what, let's go with a global approach. And then we just recently decided that we're going to do something very special, and we started focusing on training line level staff, which is considered the forgotten.
Well, we're so excited to dig in even more to that story, and I want to talk to you a lot more today about the forgotten few that you mentioned. Before we get started, we want to do a lightning round of fun questions to help everybody get to know you a little bit more. And one question I have is, what's something you picked up during your time in the Army that you think benefits you today in your career in private service?
Discipline. You got to stay disciplined. My other half and friends, you know, while everyone is sleeping, you have to be steadfast and focused. I'm up at 3 a.m. And by the time I get that meditation done in the gym by 5 a.m. and by 7:30, am I on the road or communicating with my staff from a global perspective? It's discipline. You've got to ensure that there's a sense, once you discipline yourself, everything else just kind of follows. And yeah, would I do it again? Not really, but yes, I must say the Army has provided the discipline mindset that is most needed.
All right, Dwight, I got another one for you. You mentioned you did a lot of traveling, right? When you left the Army and went into the cruise ships. Any locations or any one location that you loved but was also beneficial for your development in private service?
Yes. I was able to travel through Europe. And I have to say Greece, Santorini. It was totally different as a young individual on a cruise line coming from the Caribbean, because I'm originally from the U.S. Virgin Islands, and being able to see how people live. And what I've established over the years is that human beings have one thing in common, and that is they all want to have fun. And that was actually my check mark in traveling. And it really gave that rich embodiment of history. Those times really made for an aha moment. So yes, I would say Santorini in Greece.
Santorini is gorgeous. I love it there. It's so magical. Who is your favorite fictional private service professional?
That's a good one. Hold on, it's coming to me. He was the butler on Will Smith.
That's such a good one. We've never gotten him before.
Yes.
What is his name? Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yes.
Jeffrey.
Yes.
Jeffrey. That is correct. Jeffrey.
That's a great one.
Yes, that is a great one. I would say Jeffrey it is. How he pronounced everyone's names and his slow approach to service. He would say, "Yes, madame, may I assist with, is there anything I can assist with?" And he dragged it out gradually till he performed the service with grace. So it was kind of unique. Yeah, I kind of like that. On Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, yes.
That's a really good one.
Yeah.
What kind of project gets you excited?
Some of the key projects that really gets me going is a project that I have never taken on before. And I'll give you an example why. We're a project where you have to put the processes together. Like, I can give you an example. My principal said, "Hey, you know what? I want to put a koi pond all around the property." Whoa. Okay. You know, and you can envision it and you can see it. And then you are tasked with, especially if you're not familiar with putting it together, step-by-step research and finding the vendors who have done it well, reached out to colleagues who have done it in the past, and going through the step-by-step process and identifying the key areas that, or the bullet points of what needs to be accomplished, and actually executing all the way down to the end. If there's a project that I've done before, it becomes, okay, yes, I have, but when it's new, it's fascinating to see the end result of it.
Great. Well, that was a fabulous lightning round. And now we want to get into the heart of our conversation about frontline private service professionals and how estate managers and other leaders in the household or the family office can really set their teams up for success at every level. And you mentioned early on that you feel, you know, these household staff members are sort of the forgotten few. So tell us about that perspective and why you are so passionate about working with that crowd of private service professionals.
Well, the reason I'm on my team is extremely, extremely passionate about it. I remember way back in the days when I was a housekeeper. I remember when I was a pool attendant. I remember when on the cruise ship, I was working in these various categories. And from then up until now, I think in the private service industry, all of the training and development is geared towards estate managers, house managers, executive housekeepers. It's not, you know, the line level staff that has this vision globally that they would like to become an executive housekeeper. They'd like to be one day a house manager. And, you know, they're at that line level where they're complexing continuously and they're doing these hybrid roles. So you have a butler assisting in housekeeping or a maintenance person doing housekeeping role. And with these hybrid roles, these are the individuals that are really hungry. And what we have done is we came up with a vision and we decided that we need to create training programs for people, pleasing people with their own personal touch. And we have taken on a global perspective. We believe globally, if you are in the Caribbean or you're someone within the US or you're someone in Europe, Asia, you would like to know what best practices and being you're able to just take, would say, 35 minutes to 45 minutes to go for a 30-minute training on a specific topic in housekeeping, a specific topic in being a house manager, a specific topic in your own field, but from a different country. And in this way, you get that 35, 45-minute training that is so needed on any specific topic that you struggle with. So this is the forgotten few that we need to focus on for generations to come to ensure that the private service environment there's success for everyone involved, and especially those that are coming new into it. And there is a six-prong approach that most private service individuals 10 plus years will understand, because they'll understand financial acumen, understanding a budget. There is operational excellence, cleanliness, condition, and standard that each specific location should have. There's also staffing, leadership, ownership, relationship with your owners, and mystique, which is the wow factor. These are the things you learn from six-star level in the hospitality sector.
How do you go about determining which of the forgotten few are up to learning new skill sets and are going to be good at, you know, I guess, cross-training, if you will, in the ways people do things in other countries and in other fields within their industry?
Well, very simple. So what we have currently, we've partnered with Eventbrite. And while this process is going on, we have partnered with key individuals in Europe, key trainers in Europe, the US, Canada, the Middle East, and we work with these individuals in putting together the training topics specifically for the line level staff that is needed. It might give an example, a simple butler training, proper procedure in serving. It could be in housekeeping, proper procedures and cleanliness, condition, and standard. For example, as relates to, let's say, in maintenance, routine and preventative maintenance, that's the step-by-step process. So what we're doing is we're given an opportunity on specific subjects that the private service needs, and we're connecting with managers in the private service industry, estate managers, house managers, and we're aligning with them and say, hey, you know, take a look at a topic that's specific to your line level staff. And if you think that person needs a little training on that specific, hey, go straight to the website. They can sit down and they can click on it and they can take that time. And as a leader in the private service industry, if you are an estate manager, you will want to take the time to say, hey, let me take my my maintenance staff. Let me take my my housekeeper. I would pay $35-$45 and have her sit there for 35 to 40 minutes to learn a specifics on, let's say, fabric. You know, it's more of leaders taking the time to give back to the associates. And, you know, we have some huge partnerships that we're getting involved with, especially with the recruiters. I mean, we have also resume writing going on, which we're helping to enhance proper resumes to be submitted. And I know there's also a few companies out there doing it, but what we're trying to do is do it better. We have 4 to 5 individuals that would get on a conference call with that person that wants to prepare their resume, especially a line level staff. and sit down and have a conference call with them to envision where exactly they'll like to be. And we tailor their resume from reviewing estatejobs.com, and a senior resume writer spends that time with them and actually open up their vision to where they would like to be. This is where we need to focus on and get to the next level. We're also focusing right now on certifications with American Hotel and Lodging Association. There's got to be a specific certification for an estate manager or house manager that shows that they understand financial acumen, they understand operational excellence, they understand selecting and retaining the best talent, understand leadership, understand the relationship they should have with ownership, and how to manage their boundaries, and obviously Mystique, which is white glove service from a 6-star level. So this is what we're trying to focus on. And again, it's giving back to the forgotten, which is the line level staff, which is the future of the private service industry.
You know, I'm curious, Dwight, how you think this particular group of people navigates asking for professional development, and whether they actually do ask when they feel like they need it. So when you think about those housekeepers who want to grow in their careers, do you find that they can, you know, speak up typically and ask for the professional development they need? Or do you think they have, you know, fear around asking for professional development, or that maybe they don't even know that it's an option because they just need to get their work done and they don't even consider asking for more training?
Well, this is the thing. Line level staff, we see them as a body, and it takes time and leadership to actually acknowledge this. We have characterized line level staff as a body to fill a specific role, and if you do not, you're replaceable. We do not see them as an asset initially. And likability is one thing, professional growth is another. So you may like that individual, but professionally, there's always some room for improvement. And, you know, I think great leaders, we have to provide have a training mindset instead of a replacement mindset. And this is what some of the key challenges we have in any industry, whether it's the hospitality industry or the private service industry. Once we start seeing the vision that once we have a training mindset versus a replacement mindset, then now we take line level associates to the next level. Likeability is one thing. As we all know, we have principals in the private industry that says, she does a horrible job, but we like her. She's been around for the last 3 years. We really don't want to see a new face. So do something special for your line level staff. Take that time to develop them. You want, as a leader, 5-10 years from now, wanting to see the line level staff that you've had, a butler or a housekeeper, turn into a house manager or a key individual or a facilities manager. So this is critical. They're not going to ask for it unless you, as a leader, say, "Hey, I would like to see professional development for this individual because they have the personality," and it has to be genuine. I think that's what's really, really missing in the private service industry: really developing the line level staff to the neck to their true potential.
Do you ever get pushback from principals when telling them that this should be a potential approach?
We've had, with our company, we've also managed estates as well, and we have never had much pushback from principals, especially when we were doing hands-on training. We had a notable, one of our notable clients that we've spent that time where we explained that, you know, the first instance was, "Oh yeah, we'd like to replace," say, "Hey, why don't we take the time and train this individual hands-on?" And we had a couple of principals that actually admired and taken the time to savor that individual, and they paid for it. Paid hands-on training is one thing, and it can become a little bit frustrating to the extent with, you know, managing the training and the principal's time and working with the team. So this is why we moved everything now to online. And online is where a line level staff that would like to learn in their specific field can take that time, 35 to 45 minutes, on their phones and during their break, or directed by someone in the industry or a leader, and they can actually train privately on a specific topic that they know they need help with, and that becomes an aha moment. And I think if we take the time to provide that opportunity for our line level staff, the nominal cost, I mean, it's huge.
You're making a great point, and it is about taking that step back and taking the time to say, hey, we need more training here, or we need more structure or tools or whatever it is. And I think, you know, when you're caught up in the day-to-day, and especially when you have somebody like a housekeeper who is critical to that day-to-day running of the home, it can be hard to say, take a break and do this. So I think it's great that, you know, a lot of the training that you're talking about is designed specifically for, you know, quick, easy, accessible ways to learn something new. But I also think it's important to remind people of the sort of ripple effect benefits of providing structure and training and tools. How does it ultimately help everybody on the team, help the managers, and help the principals if you give your frontline staff, you know, the training and tools and education that they need?
Absolutely. Now, look, when associates, and I have to say associates, when they're properly trained, the service level gets better. The relationships is enhanced. Line level staff, they feel a part of a team, and they're more excited to share something special in their work habits. Look, human resources, I know, is one of the huge factors that's missing in the private service industry. And over the years, anyone that's been in being employed, you know, human resources will during any exit interview at a line level staff, human resources always takes note, and they go, so what's the reason for leaving? You know, when that person is already leaving, you know, we have to have a proactive approach and finding out why associates stay. You go to any individual at an estate or a private home and ask, hey, what's the reason for staying? They'll say, oh, my principal treats me so good. My estate manager, my house is amazing. I get chocolate on my way out. These are the things you look at and you take note of, and you enhance the team. You don't wait until they're leaving to go like, why are you leaving us? So we all,
and no one wants a good housekeeper to leave their household.
Correct. That is correct. And because to retrain, to reconnect, to do things that a principal loves is worth a lot of money and the time to rebrand and reconnect is priceless. So here's the thing: we as leaders, we need to start focusing on why associates stay, not while they leave. This is critical in our industry. If we focus on that, I think we will have long-lasting, well-developed, happy associates designed for the future. And this last piece to it, which is the training, providing line-level associate training, preferably online for them globally, where people are training people with their own personal touch, I think is the way to go in order to get associates firing on all cylinders.
Is there any little known training trick or technique that you guys use that you would recommend?
Well, you know, we don't want to share all of our secrets, but we encourage estate managers and members of executive housekeepers and the leadership team to get enthusiastic about getting associates signed up. But One of the tools we use is people. It's great for a butler that's in the United States to see a butler in France, how it's done on a specific topic. It's nice for someone in Dubai to see how it's done in Turkey. Or it's great for someone in the Caribbean to see how it's done in the Mediterranean. from someone. The private service industry is here to stay globally. And I think best practices are key. And sharing best practices is going to open gates for more and more individuals. As they keep saying, once a month, someone becomes a 1% earner. Once a month. Think about it. So someone is sitting right there going, aha, thank God, I can't wait to hire on a house manager, a butler. And as they're doing that, we have to be prepared within the industry to enhance that as we continue to grow. And again, this is why I'm big on training and development. I'm big on certifications. We have to know exactly who we're serving and what we're serving.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much, Dwight. Any final words of wisdom that you would share with our estate manager audience?
Yes. Take the time. Look around within your house, your estate, your home that you're managing, and take a look at your line level staff and ask yourself honestly, how can I take my line level associates and help develop them and propel them to the next level, number one. And number two, if that is done, there's return on investment for your principal. You're not just doing it for your estate or your household that you manage. You're doing it for them. And they in turn is going to, they're going to enjoy it, number one. Number two, they're going to reap the benefits. And in the long run, they're going to look back in the past and say, that was a great manager that actually looked out for my interests and my professional development, and reflect on it for where they are in the future.
Thank you to Dwight Nero for joining us today. Check out his courses at DEPNHospitalityConsultingLLC.com. If you enjoyed our conversation and want to hear more from experts in the private service industry, be sure to subscribe and leave us a review. Tell us about your favorite episodes and let us know what you want to learn next. The Easemakers podcast and the Easemakers community are presented by Nines, the first dynamic household management platform built for discerning households and the private service professionals who support them. Visit ninesliving.com to see how Nines can help you bring your house manual to life so you can live with ease.
I'm Muhammad Elzamore.
And I'm Kristen Twyford.
And we'll see you next time on the Easemakers podcast. And I'm in love.